Following their drubbing in the hotly contested presidential race, Republicans are trying to regroup. 2016 Republican hopefuls Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan will take the stage tonight at the Jack Kemp Foundation's awards dinner, an unofficial kickoff to 2016. A little early for that, but in the brand new column that can be found at Politico.com, behind the curtain, Jim Vandehei has been taking a close look at this and joins us this morning on WTOP. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Boy, it's early to think 2016, but I guess in politics it's never too early.
It is early. No doubt it's 4 years away. I think for Republicans, they're thinking it's not that early because there's going to be a huge fight unfolding about the future of the Republican Party. Almost every top Republican who's thinking of running looks at the demographic trends, looks at the exit poll results, and realize Republicans need to change. They need to be able to speak to communities that have not voted for them in the past, or they can't win national elections. And I think the two people at the top of that list, and this is what our column is about, are Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan. Rubio, because he's the hottest brand in Republican politics right now, and Paul Ryan, because he was on the ticket and runs the budget committee, they will have the biggest say and the most power in shaping the Republican Party over the next couple years as they figure out how they run for 2016.
So how are they trying to remake themselves? What do they want to get away from and become more like?
Well, for Rubio, he doesn't want to just be seen as the Hispanic candidate. So far, people just see him as someone who brings diversity to the ticket and someone who's a good communicator. He wants to bring real substance to the ticket. So starting with this speech tonight, he's going to start to lay down some markers on economic policy and ultimately on immigration to be able to sort of increase the substantive dimension to his persona. For Paul Ryan, he doesn't want to just be the austerity candidate, the guy who's the champion of Medicare cuts. He wants to start plunging into poverty and probably immigration himself to show that there's a broader dimension to Paul Ryan. They're both young. They're both conservative. They're both great draws at Republican events. So they're going to have big platforms, including tonight, which we sort of call the unofficial kickoff to 2016, because they're speaking side by side and rolling out new ideas as a basis for a lot of messages they want to deliver over the next year.
Good column. It's Behind the Curtain, and it's on Politico.com. I want to recommend that to people this morning, Jim. But I want to get your thoughts here before we go on the fiscal cliff. Any progress being made here?
Well, again, if you look at the headlines, you'd say, well, no, there's no progress. Republicans put out a counteroffer yesterday, and it was swatted down by the White House. I would say, yes, there is progress in that you have to lay down your markers, which both sides have done. And it's clear to me that there is a path to a compromise that includes raising tax rates, that includes a tax cut of somewhere around $1 trillion, that includes some sort of compromise on entitlement changes, probably $500, $600 billion in eventual cuts to Medicare and other entitlement programs to get Republican votes. So if you listen to the noise, you'd say there's no chance for compromise. If you talk to people privately behind the scenes who have the incentive to get a deal, they see a path to a deal. The question is whether or not they can pull people down that path.
You missed an opportunity. You could have said behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain. There you go. My God. You're so much more clever than I am.
Thanks, Jim. Good to talk to you.
All right, take care.
Jim Vandehei, Politico's executive editor.